This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want to discuss with you tonight in the studio. It's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got toll free lines. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, more just shocking news out of Venezuela. We'll get into that here in moments. Or maybe it shouldn't be shocking.
Shouldn't be shocking, considering that several months ago we talked about how Venezuela can't afford to buy money.
Right, and we'll get into what now they cannot afford to do in just a few moments. Also,
now they can't afford to earn money.
We'll get into that. Also coming up, Colexit. There's some news about that, but also Britain with their Brexit.
Yes.
There's an update on that, and it sounds like it might be good news. So we're gonna do a little international coverage here, and then we'll also talk about Jay Noon and his property tax situation. Longtime listeners will remember that. Of course, we'll recap what has gone on in a very long history over many years on a couple different properties. So we'll get an update there as well. Toll-free number again if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We'll start down in Venezuela where things just continue to get worse and fall apart under the socialist administration of Nicolas Maduro, the man who followed up Hugo Chavez.
Yes.
He was his right-hand man during the time he was in office.
Maduro likes to blame things on the United States, and I don't know how he can twist this to blame America.
Okay.
The story comes from foreignpolicy.com. A fleet of rundown Venezuelan oil tankers carrying some 4 million barrels of oil and other fuels is wallowing in the Caribbean, not because of bad weather or mechanical problems, but because Venezuela's state-owned oil company, Petróleos de Venezuela S.A., abbreviated throughout the rest as PVSA,
okay,
does not have the cash to get the tankers to their final destination. Beyond the obvious environmental risk, it's doubly bad news for Venezuela, a country in dire economic straits and full-fledged crisis with a political impasse,
jeez,
looting, dangerous food and health supply shortages, and a massive protest. Venezuela is massively reliant on oil exports to bankroll government services, but the cash-strapped country can't even find the money to service the vessels to carry the exports.
Unbelievable.
And Venezuela needs the exports to get the cash to service the vessels. It's a vicious circle.
A fine example of a parasite that's just gotten too big for itself.
Right.
That's all it is.
They are screwed.
Before ships venture into international waters, international maritime law requires safety inspections, hull cleanings, and other services. And PDVSA, already mired in debt, can't foot those bills, leaving crude-stained tankers in the lurch.
Oh, man.
Further exacerbating the problem is intermittent leaks at Venezuela's poorly maintained oil export terminals. The leaks stained incoming and outgoing tankers, creating a backlog of cleaning. Some tankers wait as long as 2 months for cleaning. Mm. Before being seaworthy, according to one inspector who told Reuters, who first broke the story. Venezuela, once Latin America's most powerful petrostate, is on the brink of collapse after decades of economic mismanagement and boiling tensions between Nicolas Maduro and opposition parties. Low global oil prices have not helped. The global oil cartel OPEC agreed to slash global production last year, but the small uptick in oil prices likely will not provide enough reprieve for PDVSA to weather its debt storm.
I mean, let's put this in another other words. These people, the government of Venezuela, have a resource that is basically money. I mean, they have oil.
And they can extract it really easy. They don't have to frack or anything, and they've been doing it for years, and they've had infrastructure for a long time. And you got American oil companies that are putting millions and millions of dollars into fracking and equipment, and they... And they're still making some money at the 50 some odd dollar, and they're not raking in huge like they were a few years ago. But when I was out in Colorado, them guys are, they're putting on and they're still drilling wells. And Venezuela is like super easy, and also they're farming. They could dominate farming and agriculture big time because they got such a
great
good
weather.
Soil. They got a lot of good stuff going for them. So this is like the easiest place in the world almost to like literally support and export and make money,
but
just falling apart.
They can't.
Because socialism.
Because, and this is probably the best part of the story to show just how absolutely horrible things are in Venezuela. They project oil production will linger near a 23-year low in the year 2017. So they've got this thing that's basically liquid money.
Yes.
What they call it in the opening?
Black gold.
The opening of the Beverly Hillbillies. Black gold.
That's right.
They can't get it out of the country because they can't afford to clean the ships in a timely manner. And they then can't afford to, like, power the ships, even though they've got liquid gold that gets turned into fuel. They can't. They can't do it.
It's bewildering.
And so their oil production is going to be at a 23-year low.
I mean, it really just goes to show how much of a failure governments are at doing anything that they're supposed to do. I mean, handling black gold, they can't even run that business. They are running that business into the ground and failing miserably, and that's the last export, the only real export that the country has. They could have other exports, as you're pointing out, Jay, but, socialism has failed, as it always does.
Just to show people, and it's not just socialism, it's government.
Right.
Because
that's true.
The U.S. federal government ran a whorehouse that wound up closing.
When was this?
Several years ago. They seized one in Nevada.
They did? The feds?
The feds seized a whorehouse, and they could not make it profitable.
Right. That's a great point. I'm glad you pointed that out. It is the failure of the state as a concept because they're insulated from the marketplace. They're selling in the marketplace, but they don't have the same level of market signals that they have to respond to, especially in Venezuela, because they are a monopoly here. There's nobody else, presumably, that is allowed to do business to compete with these people. It's just unbelievable. I mean, what else did you want to share here? Was there more from the story?
No, that was the end of the story.
So I've got a solution. Sell the assets. Just like any other business that's failing that you've, you failed. You can't manage this money-generating business.
I see a flaw in your thinking here. Because in order to sell the assets, they would have to, put it up on some kind of
auction.
Sales platform, an auction. You have to hire an auctioneer. They don't have the money to hire the auctioneer to sell the stuff.
Yeah, commission. You pay them 5% or 2% or something like that.
The big problem with selling off the assets is I'm sure that there's a handful of people, there's a small majority of the Venezuelan population that are these so-called elitists. And I'm sure they're sitting pretty, doing fine, living in beautiful houses.
Eating well.
Because they're the ones who have been, the parasites leeching on the system. And what has happened is this parasite in Venezuela has gotten so out of control. I mean, Venezuela, they have these vast resources. It's just insane. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I've been listening to this for years now. And what really first started this whole spiral of this downfall of their economy is when the government started nationalizing, what they first started doing was price caps in the grocery stores. And then they basically started saying to the farmers, hey, you can't sell your crop for this much. You know, if you need $3 a bushel for your corn, no, you can only sell it for $1 a bushel,
you gotta sell
or whatever
it was. For below cost in some cases.
If you're for below cost, and then with the inflation, you got the Venezuelan government start printing up money to yep. support these.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here in moments. 855 450 free. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to see how government works? Go ahead and put them in charge of a cash business that they can easily, you know, make money off of.
Who was the guy that said if you put the government in charge of the Sahara in 5 years, they'll be out of sand?
I don't know, but that seems appropriate here. Well, in the case of Venezuela, they're not out of oil. They just don't have enough money to buy the things they need to buy, the government that runs the oil company there, to buy the things they need to buy, like a ship cleaning, for instance, to be able to sell the oil that they have, because government fails at pretty much everything it tries. Sure, if they throw enough money at something, like here in the United States, they'll throw, you know, billions of dollars or millions of dollars.
But the printing press is still working here in the United States. It stopped working in Venezuela.
That's correct.
And it's going to happen here. It just has to, because everything comes to, you know, the bubble's going to pop.
Well, the U.S. government has a whole lot more wealth at their hands,
well,
they have the ability to kind of string this out for a while.
And they also are the kneecap realignment men of the world, so every time somebody doesn't go along with the dollar strategy, you know, they get bombed.
So we're going to continue the discussion here. Also, some other interesting Venezuela-related headlines, including they are also running short on HIV medication. And there's also a proposal in the United States to put sanctions on Venezuela's officials. Now, I'm not sure if that will include the people of Venezuela. Story here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Generally, whenever there's sanctions against a country, it winds up harming the people.
Generally, it does. 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll go to Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I wanted to chime in before my wife gets home and yells at me.
Okay.
But
Why is the wife going to yell at you?
Oh, because I'm not getting the honeydews done in a timely manner.
Okay.
At least you're prepared.
Yeah, I'm prepared. I'm a veteran at this. They should give us Purple Hearts. But
so
anyway,
go ahead. What do you got to say?
I just say Venezuela years ago. I've been there. And and the thing is I mean, about 10, 15 years ago, it was beautiful. I mean, the economy was thriving, and it was just beautiful. I mean, the people were really friendly and everything. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't go there now. It's scary.
It's a very deadly place to be, and you can't have a gun to defend yourself either.
No,
legally.
And if you're, and even if you're going through with a knife or anything like that, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. It's just scary, but you know, I'll tell you, it's an opportunity for Shark Tank to go on there. Maybe they should go down there.
Shark Tank, like the investment thing, the television show, you mean?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, if they could work out some differences in everything else, think about the gas prices. I mean, if they want to control the gas prices in America and actually put America to work, I mean, I don't know what the prices are out for you, but I mean, when it got over $5 a gallon, it just caused a big problem in the U.S., but, you know...
That happened in Arizona? Gas was $5 a gallon? I know it hit up pretty high in California. I knew that, but...
Diesel was over $5 a gallon. That's when I started using, like, vegetable oil and stuff like that about 10 years ago.
So, wait, I'm not sure what you're proposing, Patrick. Can you clarify that?
I'm just saying that, you know, if people have to really use their head a little more on this. There's opportunity to be able to help out. Like you guys are saying, help out someplace in the world without technically getting into their business politically.
Well, you can't help the government become more efficient. There's no amount of advising or, you know, assisting or subsidizing or anything that's going to help these government guys. They just are not able to accomplish competition in the marketplace. They fail at managing everything that they try to manage. And when they're thin on operating cash, then they're going to grind to a halt, which is what has happened.
You, you got to look at government literally as a parasite to really put it in perspective. The parasite's always going to want to grow. It's always going to want to, you know, keep on, you know, laying eggs or whatever. It's just, and that's literally what's happened with the bureaucrat class. I mean, retiring bureaucrats in the United States are earning like 80% to 90% of their actual working income, and they're producing and doing nothing. And actually, they were literally producing and doing nothing while they were working, you know, making 100% of the income.
Yeah, it's sad because from what I understand, that the average income down there it's frightening to see somebody trying to actually live off of that.
Yeah, well, few people are able to even be able to afford food at the moment. It's hard to feed a family three meals a day down in Venezuela. It is a dire situation, and it sounds like it's only going to get worse, especially as the country's number one export is now no longer exportable due to the failure of the government. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
And Patrick's original suggestion of, you know, just find private investors, that would work if the industry was not nationalized.
Well, right, and that comes back to the conversation I don't think we ever really finished. The idea that I had suggested was put this up for auction. Sell the assets. Okay, you know, you guys nationalized everything there in Venezuela. You failed. So now go ahead and turn this industry back over to private companies and leave them alone. Don't just turn it over to a private company and then renationalize it again after they start it up and make it profitable again. These guys are failing, and unfortunately the people of Venezuela are starving along with them, and it's not, I'm not saying the government guys are starving, they're eating well, but they're failing at their efforts, and the people are paying the price for it, and they're not going to change their ways, and I don't know how this is all going to come to an end. It's going to be a mess.
From what I understand, the oil industry in Venezuela has been nationalized for a very, very long time, but
right.
It was literally recently that the actual farms, the private individual farms, became nationalized, because when the government said to the farmers, hey, you can't use the price cap on your crop, and men with guns are going to show up unless you sell these things at a certain price. And what was actually happening before that, I believe, is that the government was printing money and subsidizing the grocery stores, so then the folks were going to the grocery stores, buying this underpriced stuff, hauling it across national borders and selling it to make a profit, because they could buy, you know, toilet paper, food, you know, cheaper than you could even produce it for. So they were just smuggling out and selling it. And then when it came time to put the pressure on the farmers literally walked away from their farms, because it was either work as slaves for nothing,
right,
or men with guns are coming, force you to, you know, do this. So they just walked away. I have a friend in New York, guy I bought hay from for years, and I talked to him about this about 6 months ago, and he literally was in about 10 years going to invest in a farm in Venezuela, and he saw this happening, and he
didn't invest.
He went to Brazil.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Looks like it was 1976 when they nationalized their oil industry, so 41 years ago. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. will work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yeah, you thought things were bad in Venezuela. Well, they are getting worse. Now they can't even sell the oil that was their only real export because of the government destroying all their other exports by nationalizing industries and so on. Toll free number 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. MyPillow.com. If you aren't in Venezuela, you might be able to afford a MyPillow because, well, Venezuelans can barely even afford to eat at the moment. And MyPillow is not an expensive pillow. You can get it even at half off by using code FTL. Plus, you're probably going to think this is the best pillow you've ever owned. If you don't think so, then send it back to them, and they'll send you your money back. You've got a 60-day window once you get the pillow, 60 days to decide whether you want to keep it or not. And you can get your money back if you want. MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you one at half price, two for the price of one. It's a great pillow designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable. Put in your washer and dryer if you like. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's also warranted for 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. So we're talking about this disturbing story out of Venezuela, that things are so bad economically in Venezuela thanks to the failure of the Venezuelan state, thanks to government, thanks to socialism. And
Maduro. I wonder if they say gracias Maduro down in Venezuela the same way people in the U.S. would say thanks Obama.
I don't know. I imagine there's a lot of people that don't like Mr. Maduro at the moment. He's been chased out of town. There was one island that they chased him out of on foot.
Yeah, and that,
banging
that's
pots
the,
and pans.
The one where he decided, oh, these people are chasing my presidential vehicle. Let me get out and walk amongst
right.
my people.
He's going to calm them down. That didn't work. So, yeah, we've continued to follow the Venezuelan situation, and there's other related news that I want to share, including the latest on trying to mine Bitcoin in Venezuela. There have been some arrests recently. They are cracking down on Bitcoin mining in Venezuela because they don't want anyone to be productive in Venezuela or have a chance to make any money.
First the farmers, now the Bitcoin miners.
Yep, we're going to your calls and thoughts first, though. It's Charlie listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just, with all due respect to Patrick, I don't think he made himself clear. The gas prices in Arizona are routinely $2 less than California.
Okay.
We're right across the river. I mean, we're that close. And I think it proves your point, because here in Arizona, we don't have oil fields. We don't have, many refineries like they do in California. So the only answer is the government interference and regulation in California
sure.
that causes the price to be so much more. I mean, it was yeah. the third more just by crossing the bridge, which is crazy.
Are there any gas stations across the bridge in California?
Oh, yeah, there's Needles, California, where K-Talks is, in California, and it's depending on which highway you take.
It's amazing they would even bother opening up a gas station if all you got to do
is... gas station on one side of the river, yeah. and as soon as you cross the other to the other side, the price is $2 more.
$2 less. That's amazing. That's a huge
And like
savings.
I said, we don't have oil fields like they do in right. California. We don't have the refineries like they do in California.
But you don't have the regulations like they do. Hey, good call, Charlie. Great point tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's some benefits to living near one of those border areas from state to state. You can always take advantage of whichever laws are which way on each side.
True, and I do know some people that live in southern Montana that will drive to Wyoming to take advantage of, I forget what the thing is in Wyoming, no sales tax or something.
Maybe. I know that there's, and I always get them mixed up, I know that Washington State and Oregon, one of them doesn't have a sales tax and the other one doesn't have an income tax.
Yeah.
So if you live in the one that has no income tax, you can then travel across the border to the one that has no sales tax to do your shopping.
Now, we have a fair amount of listeners in Arizona. We know this because we get calls from people.
We've got K-Talks, which is airing us live, so yes.
Right. And I just happened to have seen a story that apparently there's some kind of passenger identification bill that's going through the legislature there in Arizona.
No, meaning the cops can demand ID from passengers?
To where if you are the passenger in a vehicle and you do not have sufficient identification,
that's bad.
You could go to jail for 4 months.
Wow, that's bad.
Oh boy, I'd have fun with that one.
Yes,
I love it when they want to know who I am in the car. And just,
aren't you going down there now?
No, I got some other stuff going.
Oh, that's
on,
right. But, you changed your plans.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, if the bill passes, a passenger would be required to have evidence of identity.
Wow, that's
failure
crazy.
To do so would be a Class 2 misdemeanor, which allows for up to 4 months incarceration.
Is that constitutional?
Yes, it probably is, because the word passenger, I'm sure, is a commercial term.
This is a news media report on what the bill says. I'm not actually looking at the text of the legislation.
But I'm sure they use the language passenger, because passenger is a commercial term. If you have your friend riding in a car with you, then your friend's riding in a car with you. But if your friend is a passenger, then that would denote that maybe you're hiring
hired.
For a fare. You're for hire. All these commercial terms.
Good luck convincing a cop of that, though. I mean, they're going to arrest you anyway.
Oh, maybe. The people just got to get better at suing them. But they got Mark Stevens down there to help them out with that. So.
That's true. That's true. I wish we could get him up here.
Fun.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Bailey. She's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Bailey, you're listening online. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, you guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I just wanted to talk again about dolphin slaughtering, and I know I talked to you guys yesterday, actually.
Who are the dolphins slaughtering?
I hope you remember that.
I actually wasn't here. I wasn't on the air last night.
I was here, though.
Who or what are the dolphins slaughtering?
He's making a joke.
Dolphin slaughtering that is going on is, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, dolphins are not getting slaughtered around the U.S. or, you know, in the, you know, country or, you know, around the world. And, you know, it just makes me really nervous because, you know, our sea life is already going, you know, almost gone, and you want to make sure that that's not there.
Is there any benefit to slaughtering a dolphin? I mean, are people looking to harvest them for, like, meat or oil or fat?
A lot of money off of it, from what I know.
There's a market for them.
There's a town in Japan, and I don't remember it offhand, starts with a letter T. We looked this up last night, where there are thousands.
Paji,
that was it, yeah, where there was a movie made called The Cove, which is apparently very disturbing, according to one of our callers last night, about the slaughtering of the dolphins down there. And they are either shipping the dolphins unslaughtered to various different places, or they are slaughtering them for whatever products can be made from them. And it's, I would say, a relatively unpopular thing to do, clearly there is some small level of market out there. Bailey, I don't think calling talk radio is going to really have an effect on whether or not somebody is... Oh, hey, that's the police. That's pretty cool. I think she was trolling. That's what she was trying to get to last night. So she had this call about the dolphin slaughtering, sounded honestly concerned about it. We took it seriously. And yes, there was apparently some guy in the United States who killed a dolphin and was brought up with on criminal charges for that. And that led us to this discussion about the Taji and the movie that was made. And somebody else called in who had seen the movie, and it was, like, really disturbing. And then at the very end of her call, she was like, oh, wait, I've got something else, and started to play something. I was like, see you later. And so that's what she was trying to play last night, was NWA's F the Police.
Which coming straight from the underground.
Yeah, thankfully they didn't get to that part in the song, which is a great song. We just can't air it uncensored on the radio waves, so sorry about that. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. More on the Bitcoin crackdown coming up.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Skype username is lrn.fm. If you've been thinking about starting up your own website, you can get a special deal because you're a Free Talk Live listener over at HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live, and that gets you 50% off of their regular pricing over there at HostGator. They're one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating, a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So to get the special offer for you as a Free Talk Live listener, go to HostGator.com/FTL, HostGator.com/FTL, and they get you 50% off of their regular prices. So, Jay, you had further comments on this whole dolphin slaughtering controversy.
Sure. Well, what it comes down to is what whale meat. So there's been a big international push to stop the Japanese from whaling.
I've heard about this, yeah.
So they had like the whale wars.
It's been going on a long time.
Oh, right. They've had the whale wars on TV and stuff. You can watch that where the, you know, the guys go in their boats and they, you know, harass the whalers.
Ah, okay.
And, I mean, that right there, I don't, you know, I'm not saying I agree with whaling, but I definitely don't agree with these folks that are going out and, you know, hitting them with water cannons and, you know, causing, you know, these fishermen, these whalers to be harmed or injured, you know, on their boats. I don't agree with any violence, you know, even though their intentions, you know, are true and honorable to save the whales,
yeah,
they're causing violence to other people over. But anyways, what has happened?
Well, now hold on. I mean, if they are defending the whales from being attacked.
Yeah, and you could look at it like that,
don't
too.
You have the right to use violence in self-defense? I mean, if somebody's beating
my dog, I wouldn't think it'd be a problem to step in and stop that person from doing that.
That dog is your dog. That dog is your property.
Sure, but it wouldn't matter if it wasn't my property. If somebody was beating a dog in the streets, okay. I think that it would be completely okay to stop that from happening in the same way that it would be okay to stop someone from beating a kid in the streets.
Okay, but let me sort of play devil's advocate here. Let's say that there's a random goat running through the woods,
mm-hmm.
and somebody decides, you know what, I'm going to go kill and eat that goat.
Or a deer.
Would you jump in front of the rifle to prevent them from shooting the goat?
No, I would not.
If they had a knife and they were running after and going to cut the throat, would you tackle them to prevent them
from... I wouldn't, because I don't really care about that, but I can understand...
Well, you're the one that said that if you saw somebody beating a dog...
I might do something about that.
And
yeah.
So my question is, if it's something that they're, you know, not just, you know, viciously assaulting for no reason, but they're going to try to kill to eat,
yeah.
You know, would you act differently?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do anything about that.
Well, if it's okay to attack these whalers for whaling, then it's probably, then in the same sense, it'd be okay to attack the old man for fly fishing in the river down the road. I don't know,
there's a slippery slope there.
Where you draw
there's
the line.
No doubt about it.
Now, I am very respectful of private property rights, but I have walked into auction barns and seen these, you know, testosterone up cowboys beating on a horse.
Mm.
And I've walked over and grabbed the dude's arm and said, hey, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Mind your own business. You know, this affects me very much because you're doing this here. You're making us all look bad. You're making us horse traders look like, you know, we're these rowdy guys that are beating and abusing our animals.
Right.
And I don't agree with it, but it, when you got someone doing it in the public, it, you know, I feel it's my duty to at least stop them on that. I've even gone so far as I've literally taken people's animals from their houses because they were starving them to death.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done that before.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that you're well within your right to do that. The argument would be that those are those people's animals and that's sure. their private property. And I say to that, well, let's hear it out in arbitration. If you've got a problem with somebody kidnapping an animal that you've been abusing, then go ahead, go and argue in court why you should be able to just abuse your animals and see how that goes. I don't think that most compassionate people would stand for that. I don't believe that. I think that private property breaks down when you're abusive towards it. I think.
Yeah. So anyways, getting to this issue of protecting the whales has put a major, major price on whale meat in Japan. So what has happened is I've grown up in the horse industry my whole life, and you see these old fat ponies go through an auction. And you hear the auctioneer say, boys, this one's a Jap. And what Jap means is that the pony's got a lot of fat on it, and they get like look like ripples on their mm-hmm. hide. And Jap is... The Japanese market, that pony will bring $5-6 a pound.
Is that a lot?
On the hoof. That is a real lot because generally ponies, the slaughter buyers don't even really want ponies, so they're not really worth messing with, you know, for the processing and whatnot. But when a pony Japs, because they're going to go to the Japanese market, they bring tremendous money. So what has happened in the past few years, literally directly because of the whaling industry being hammered on so much, is that horses are tremendously valuable right now for slaughter. I was at a horse auction 2 weeks ago in New Holland, Pennsylvania, and I watched horses bring over $1 a pound, and the slaughter buyers were fighting over them. And I seen some ponies that brought $3-4 a pound, and I actually went down there to buy some ponies and some little mules for a friend of mine, and I had to give big money for these little guys to buy them to compete with the with the slaughter guys.
But I thought there was, you know, a law against selling horses in the U.S. for slaughter.
Well, so the slaughter buyers don't sit there and say they're buying them for slaughter. They're just regular guys like you and I. Anybody can go buy a horse at this auction. There is some kind of law, I believe. I don't know if it's a federal law or whatever. But I believe New York State's got something that horses can't even be transported through New York State for slaughter.
Huh.
But horses are they're hauled all the way up to Canada, you know, from like New Holland or from wherever. You buy these guys to go to the processing facilities,
in Canada.
In Canada, because that's the only place you can do it. There's no horse processing facilities in the United States because the federal government won't allow funding for inspectors is what they did. They didn't ban it. They just don't fund the inspectors.
And if they're not inspected, then they can't be in business.
That's correct. And even the private facilities who are ready to operate, they can't even hire the inspectors. It has to be, you know, all go through the funding of the government.
So it's legal to slaughter horses in Canada, but not in the United
States?
Well,
it's not illegal in the United States. There's no inspector. So, for example, if I had a horse...
So that would make it a violation of some sort of inspection law?
Yeah, so you could literally...
Well, what doesn't that mean? It's illegal by proxy?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. But I could slaughter my own horse if I wanted, or you could, or some private guy could.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually, in California and Massachusetts, I actually think it is legal to slaughter a horse for human consumption.
Hmm.
There is a place in New York that does process them for, like, bush gardens and all that stuff, old cows and horses. But it's not for human consumption. But what's going on now is they actually, horse meat is becoming tremendously popular in Japan as imitation whale meat. And what they want is they want that horse with the real fat on their meat. And they take the fat and they scrape it off, and then they inject it into the horse meat, and they sell it as imitation whale meat. And I talked to a guy about 3 days ago, actually, I said, why are the killer buyers giving so much for horses right now? And he says, well, there's a horse shortage in this country. There's a horse shortage in North America. So this place I've been helping out a lot is called Blue Star Equiculture. It's a horse sanctuary in Palmer, Mass., and they take old carriage horses and retire them forever. It's a nonprofit. It's an awesome operation. And I'm going to run their compost deal this summer for them. Anyways, they rescued a few Shire horses. These are the horses that built America, literally. Well, built the world, really, you know, up until automobiles. And they are being bred now, these horses, and they breed them specifically to be raised for slaughter for the Japanese imitation whale meat market.
And you're saying that because of the whaling crackdown,
correct,
that there's now more horses being slaughtered instead.
Right. That's absolutely correct,
so
yes.
Something's going to get slaughtered, whether it's whales or horses.
So what they're doing with these horses, they're raising them in Canada, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, and they feed them a very high starch, high sugar diet. So by the time these horses are like 18 to 22 months old, they have
fat.
Well, they have this marbled layer of fat on their meat, so they can do where they inject the fat into the horse meat for the imitation whale.
It's crazy. I mean, how can horse? I mean, I've never had a horse before, but I can't imagine it tastes like seafood.
Well, whales are mammals.
True.
They're not
That's
fish.
A good point. Wow. All right. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So until the people who are anti-slaughtering can convince people to just everywhere in the world to stop eating any meat, there's going to be some sort of beast that's going
that's
to be under the knife.
That's why we need lab-grown meat, but GMOs are horrible.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You're being facetious with the last comment, but...
Right, but they're the
you
same
could
people,
have lab-grown meat, is what you're saying.
People are working on it, but the same people that say we need lab-grown meat say GMOs are horrible.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.